Following a request from Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David J. Wallace, the court issued a bench warrant for Tanner's arrest. The warrant is set for body bond only. And a sentencing hearing for Tyree Donnell Washington in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Washington did not proceed as scheduled this morning. Although the matter was set for 9 a.m., the defendant was not present when the court convened at 10:39 a.m. Defense attorney Michael Murawski requested 48 hours to locate Washington, citing transportation issues. The prosecution, represented by Timothy J. Rakowski, noted that the defendant had previously failed to appear for a bond hearing and requested the court cancel and forfeit the bond. The judge gave Washington till noon to appear or a bench warrant would be issued. Washington did, however, zoom in, narrowly escaping a bench warrant, and explained that he was homeless and trying to secure an apartment and did not have transportation. The judge demanded that Washington appear in person for his next hearing. And a probation violation for Russell Luke Lincoln concluded today with a no contest plea. Lincoln admitted to violating the special conditions of his probation on August 10th, specifically regarding the consumption of alcohol and a new charge of operating while intoxicated. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney noted that Lincoln faces pending charges in St. Clair County and is currently seeking inpatient treatment. The court accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for September 28th at 9 a.m. Bond remains set at $1,000. And we will be right back after this message from Autumn Wood of Deckerville, one of our sponsors, with your obituaries, and we'll be right back after that with your national and international news with Tri-County Equipment.
At Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we have two obituaries to report at this time. Sheila Beth Davis, 79, of Bad Axe, passed on August 21st, 2026. She is survived by her daughters, Laura and Carol, her sister, Sharon, and visitation will be held at McAlpine Funeral Home on Thursday, August 27th, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. A celebration of life will be held on Thursday, August 27th, 2026, at 12 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home. Graveside service will follow at Riverside Cemetery on Abbey Road in Elkton, Michigan. The family requests that attendees wear blue in honor of the deceased, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the family to cover funeral costs or to the Thumb Animal Shelter. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Mary Louise Payerk, 88 years old of Kindy, passed away on August 24th, 2026. She was born on February 12th, 1938, and on January 2nd, 1956, she married Donald Payerk. Mary Louise is survived by her husband Donald, her sons Russell and Ronald, as well as her daughters Michelle and Darcelle, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Louise Payerk will be held on Friday, August 28th, 2026, at St. Mary of Suscatchewan Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish of Kindy at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Rapson Cemetery. Visitation will be on Thursday, August 27th, 2026, from 4 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home, Gage Chapel in Kindy, and also from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Memorials may be offered to Safe Place Women's Shelter in Bad Axe, Michigan. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
Save 15% on John Deere grease and grease accessories at Tri-County Equipment now through August 31st. Peak season puts extra demand on your equipment, making routine maintenance more important than ever. Keep your machines performing their best with 15% off John Deere grease, fittings, and grease guns. Everything you need to make lubrications and preventative maintenance faster, easier, and more effective. Help reduce wear and avoid unnecessary downtime for your operation and stock up on John Deere grease and grease accessories you need. For full details, visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and save 15% on supplies you need to keep the backbone of your operation running smoothly.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back here at the station with more national and international news. The Supreme Court cleared the way for key adjustments to federal guidance on mail-in voting procedures ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. The ruling allows election officials to enforce standardized validation requirements for absentee ballots, resolving months of jurisdictional disputes. Voting rights. Advocates express concern over potential administrative hurdles, while supporters argue the rules bring needed uniform standards to federal elections. Local election supervisors are now working to update voter notification systems before early voting commences. And the Department of Agricultural and Department of Health and Human Services announced a joint initiative designed to source school meal ingredients directly from local agricultural producers. The program provides target grants to school districts investing in updated kitchen infrastructure and regional cold storage. Officials emphasize the dual benefit of strengthening regional farm economies while upgrading the nutritional quality of daily lunches. School districts across multiple states will begin rolling out the new farm-to-cafeteria logistics program this fall. And the European regulators introduced a comprehensive framework aimed at securing critical supply chains for renewable energy technologies and essential rare earth minerals. The directive requires member states to diversify sourcing strategies and reduce reliance on single country suppliers for vital infrastructure components. Industry groups have voiced support for supply security while highlighting the high transitional cost of restructuring trade lines. European ministers plan to debate execution timelines during upcoming council sessions. And leaders from across Latin America gathered for a regional economic summit focused on expanding intra-regional trade and lowering digital commerce barriers. Summit delegates discussed unified regulatory frameworks for cross-border payments and logistics infrastructure. Economic ministers emphasized that deeper regional integration will help cushion national markets against global trade volatility. A joint framework on digital trade standards is expected to be finalized before the summit concludes. And we'll be right back after a message from our final sponsor, Schettler Plumbing and Heating.
The average family of four uses 400 gallons of water every day. Your family is doing a lot of drinking, washing, bathing, cooking, flushing, and cleaning. Water is vitally important to your home's plumbing and your family. Now consider if your current water source provides the best possible water. You can do more than just hope it's okay. Take control of your home's water quality with an Impression or Sanitizer Plus water treatment system from Schettler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Water Right water conditioners, water softeners, water filters, and water drinking systems are built in the USA and feature smart, advanced electronics so they're efficient and easy to use. Water Right's innovative clean water solutions for your home are affordable too. Let your certified water dealer evaluate your needs and suggest the best Water Right equipment for you. Schedule your appointment today by calling Schettler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531. Schettler Plumbing and Heating, serving the entire Thumb area with the best water solutions for you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.